Listening Library presents The Penderwicks at Last by Jean Birdsall. Read for you by Susan Deniker. Chapter 1. Dancing at the Bus Stop. Lydia believed in dancing wherever she could, on sidewalks, in supermarket aisles, libraries, swimming pools, parking lots. Today, her stage was a bench at the bus stop. It was a challenge dancing on something so narrow, but Lydia took measures to keep from falling. Small steps, no leaps, and heavy reliance on upper body motion.
"Music, maestro," she said. "What tempo, Miss Penderwick?"
"I believe I'm in the mood for something snappy, maestro."
"Snappy it is, then."
Lydia's singing wasn't up to her dancing, and her inner maestro's humming was rarely on key. But the rhythm. Lydia and rhythm were as one while she bopped back and forth, being what her father called the embodiment of music. He'd come up with that when Lydia was too young to know what embodiment meant. She was now in fifth grade, though, and knew just about any words her father could come up with, as long as they were in English. Sometimes he spoke in Latin. Being the embodiment meant that she brought the spirit of music to life in her dancing. One last spin, and Lydia bowed, waiting for applause that wouldn't come. There were no other people at the bus stop.